Chapter 65. When Jesse got to the Lincoln's condominium at 4:15 in the morning, the state crime scene people were beginning to wind down. A couple of state homicide detectives were poking about. "Talk to the widow," Healy said. Jesse nodded. Healy nodded with him. "You ever see the den here?" "A lot of equipment," Jesse said. "Take a look," Healy said, and walked with Jesse into the den. On the computer screen was a candid headshot of Jesse that looked as if it had been taken when he was leaving the Paradise police station. The picture had apparently been cropped and blown up so that the background was hard to be sure of. "We found it on the screen just like this when we came in." "They thought I'd be dead," Jesse said. "Yep." Healy turned and called into the living room. "Rosario?" One of the crime scene technicians came into the room. "Run these pictures through," Healy said. Rosario looked at the picture on the computer screen and then at Jesse. "Captain's afraid of computers," Rosario said. "I can't even download porn," Healy said. "Run them." "Yes, sir, Captain," Rosario said and clicked the mouse. A picture of Abby Taylor came up. Rosario clicked again. A picture of Garfield Kennedy. Click, Barbara Carey. Click, Kenneth Isley. Click, back to Jesse. "They're all blow-ups of candid shots," Rosario said. "One of those digital cameras. You plug it into the computer and process it however you want." "And my picture was on the screen just like that when you came in?" "Yep." "Anything else interesting?" "On the computer?" Rosario said. "Nothing I can find, but maybe the guys in the lab." "Make sure you don't lose anything," Healy said, "when you shut it down." Jesse went back to the living room with Healy. "Anything else interesting?" Jesse said. "Place is immaculate, no sign of flight. Clothes, toothbrushes, hairspray, all in place. Checkbooks show money in the bank. Couple credit cards in the drawer. Food in the refrigerator. Expiration date suggests it was bought recently. Concierge doesn't remember them leaving yesterday, but you can take the elevator from their place direct to the lower level and go out the side door to the parking lot." "Why are the pictures on the computer screen?" Jesse said. "I know," Healy said. "It bothers me, too." "It incriminates them," Jesse said. "Decisively," Healy said. "So why display them?" "They didn't expect us to be here," Healy said. "Or they did," Jesse said. Healy walked to the window and looked out. There was nothing to see but himself and the room reflected in the night-darkened glass. "They wanted us to know," Healy said. "Maybe," Jesse said. Jesse walked over and stood beside Healy, staring at the darkness. "So how did they know we'd be here?" he said. "They had no reason to think they wouldn't kill me," Jesse said. "And if they had killed you," Healy said, "they had no reason to think we'd suspect them." "But they left what amounts to a confession in plain view," Jesse said. "The 5 murders," Healy said. "Or so they expected." Behind them, the specialists were packing up. "We're about done here, Captain," Rosario said. Healy nodded. He spoke to one of the detectives. "Leave a couple of uniforms here," he said, "in case they come back." "I'll stay a while," Jesse said. "Sure," Healy said. "You want to be alone?" "Yeah. I like to do that, too," Healy said. "Sort of listen to a crime scene by myself." "Something like that," Jesse said. "Okay, Pauly," Healy said to the detective. "Tell the troopers to stay in the vestibule until Stone leaves." When everyone was gone, Jesse stood in the thick silence and looked slowly around the room. The place had been measured, searched, photographed, inventory, dusted. The computer had been removed. He walked to the bathroom. 2 toothbrushes stood in holders. A barely squeezed tube of toothpaste for sensitive teeth lay on the counter. The soap in the soap dish was new. A full bottle of shampoo stood on a shelf in the shower stall beside a fresh bar of soap. On a shelf above the bathroom sink were matched jars and tubes of makeup, all barely used, all in order by size and shape. The bed seemed freshly made. He turned back the spread. The sheets seemed newly washed and ironed. He opened the bureau drawers. Tony's shirts were carefully laid out by color, still in their transparent envelopes from the cleaner. His socks were rolled. Brianna's bureau was equally immaculate. The kitchen was spotless. The counters were washed. The refrigerator was clean and organized. A place for everything and everything in its place. The dining room table was set with good china. The whole place looked as if they were expecting company. They were. That's why they had left the evidence displayed. A farewell. See how much smarter we are than you are. They would simply disappear, and in time, someone would notice they were gone, or maybe there would be an anonymous tip. And the cops would come, and there would be the confession on the computer screen. They had never planned to come back, and they were too compulsive to leave the place unimmaculate for the company to see. Even had they successfully killed him, they were moving on. He was to be the final triumph. Here.